All right, another week of NALCS. Welcome back. We got Stacks Cammy Squad about to give you this week's rundown in the NALCS. Tonight we got myself, Flyme's Cat, web developer by day, top lane feeder by night, in case you're watching my last match. I think I probably said something similar to that last week, so get used to it.
This is Manders. I don't play top lane.
And then we got me, Ian, the boy who suffers from packet loss consistently.
And who, let's be fair, who thinks that Comcast is going to fix it this time?
Yeah, it's February 11th. We will see how that pans out.
Anyway, we had a nice spicy week this week, didn't we?
Yeah, it
What do
was
you guys say?
I was kind of way off on all my shit.
I was perfect.
Yep.
I was fucking perfect. I didn't look at yours.
Was I perfect?
I
I'm gonna
haven't.
say
I don't know if you were perfect. I'm about to find out, though.
I'm
Thankfully, it's on
gonna.
our website.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and start us off talking about the rise of the new gods, TSM and CLG back in full action. Oh my god! Like, I mean, granted, both teams did sort of have a free-ish win this week. But they both also had a very difficult game that TSM at least won their game against 100 Thieves pretty soundly. And
Yeah,
of course.
I had also said that there was no way that TSM was going to win that game, and boy, that bit me in the ass.
Yeah, it wasn't even, I mean, it wasn't even that close, man. That
No.
was the major thing. And, they did beat the Golden Guardians convincingly, which was very important.
Yeah, but
But yeah, I mean, like, the victory over 100 Thieves in the manner that it was definitely something that they needed going back 3-3. And week four, oh my god, TSM. This, I said last week was do or die, and this is now the rise to ascension. I mean, they've got clutch game in CLG next week, so CLG's kind of showing their mettle, but it'll be a little easier. But I'm glad they sort of bounced back this week.
Yeah, I think the CLG TSM game is going to show us a lot of both teams. I really think that's going to be a deciding factor, much like the Echo Fox Liquid game next week. I think that's going to be a turning point really in the split.
So not only does Echo Fox play. Wait, oh wait, no, somebody's playing somebody this week.
You're talking about the
Team
three-way first
Liquid.
die.
Well, Team Liquid plays both Fox and Cloud9 this week. They're
Yeah.
definitely losing a match, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going to be C9 that they lose to, but I'm trying to remember what I bet this week. Hold on. Cause like so that y'all keep on talking. I'm gonna find out what I bet this week. Cause
All right.
I did a parlay. Oh, I did a parlay for Golden Guardians to upset Fox.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes! But it's they're +300. Like
That's not bad.
that's
Yeah.
great. I get five. I put five. And I can get 15. Then I parlayed TSM to beat. Who did I? Let's see. I parlayed TSM to beat Clutch Gaming.
Okay, that makes
Well,
sense.
yeah, I mean, I think that's not going to be too difficult for them to
No,
do.
no.
Yeah, I
But
feel
anyway,
you. Yeah.
I think with our
like.
standings and our picks, everyone was on, but we all picked correctly except for my pick of TSM 100 Thieves. I thought 100 Thieves was going to pull it off just because TSM looked woeful, and it was the exact opposite. But I think, like, we really have got six good teams this split between Echo Fox, C9, Liquid, 100 Thieves, TSM, and Counter Logic. And the rest is just a complete and utter crapshoot. Clutch Gaming is not that good. FlyQuest is not that good. Optic sucks, and Golden Guardians is going to be relegated if that was still a thing. It's not, so
No,
we're stuck with.
they got the Golden State money. They're gonna be the whipping
Dude,
boys, so they
yeah,
buy a good team.
they got Steph and Draymond on the court, but on the Rift, they got absolutely jack shit. So,
Well, they
yeah,
have high and then a bunch of replacement players. That's what they
and
have.
a former head coach.
Well, yeah, they don't have a head coach right now. I mean, they
Yeah,
have an
rip.
interim one.
Yeah, rip, my boy.
Let's see. We should talk about that actually. Like, Logodoko said something inappropriate to a female Riot staffer.
Is that what it was? I had heard it was an inappropriate statement, but I did not hear that.
It was to a female Riot employee.
So we have our
And
first League of Legends sexual harassment case of 2018, then. Probably the only one ever.
maybe. Hopefully the only one
Yeah,
ever.
no kidding.
But yeah, looking at the standings right now, the three-way tie is going to be very interesting. I mean, I don't trust Liquid or Fox to be at the top there. They just don't have the pedigree as an organization. They have obviously very good players.
Yeah,
But
I agree with you there. But in that same instance, the only constant with C9 is, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is Sneaky.
well, and Jensen's been around
Jensen
forever.
too. Yeah, I mean
Okay.
Jensen's there
True, true,
too.
true, true, true.
And
I forgot about that boy.
Smoothie's been around too. Like they don't piecemeal their roster as fast as other teams do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Let me.
TSM did a huge shakeup this season.
Yeah,
No wonder why they're kind of.
let me rephrase an LCS pedigree of winning a split. The only constant on C9 is Sneaky.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not even talking about player. I'm talking about organization. Like Ego Fox has made playoffs once, maybe. Team Liquid has either been bad team or been fourth place. Cloud9 won it 3 or 4 years ago, but they've consistently been in finals.
Yeah, and
So,
lost to TSM.
Right.
Except for CLG that one time.
Yeah, not hitting Zhonya's.
But like,
Yeah, I think
jeez.
that's a fair assumption. I'm under the impression that we have the top six teams and then the rest. And I think with the meta, it's interesting right now because they're really, aside from Echo Fox going into this weekend, to me, it did not look like there was a dominant team. And even still then, Fox did not have convincing wins. It was, the analysis was either holy shit, they pulled this out of their ass, or wow, what a great shot calling comeback. But it wasn't like, they blew out Liquid, they blew out 100 Thieves, they blew out TSM. It was close, decisive wins that have all really come down to one, major team fight around the 40-minute mark.
Right.
I mean, eventually Golden Guardian should get on the board. I'm hoping it's against Echo Fox this week. I mean,
Man,
they're gonna win one game. Like,
I don't
they
know.
ain't going they ain't going
The
oh
Browns didn't
eight.
win a game last year or last
Yeah, but
season.
the Browns are true shit. High is good enough to make a one play call that works in a 50-minute game.
If you're
Like,
down 10,000 gold in a 50-minute game, that one play call might not matter.
well, if you're down 10K in a 50-minute game, the gold score is probably 90,000 to 100,000, so the 10K doesn't matter.
Don't you come in here with logic.
I like they've been falling behind early, and
Well,
that's their problem. I think they've only had a couple of close matches. Like,
I mean, they were close
if
with
they get
CLG, and then CLG just whooped their ass.
well, that's kind of my point. Like, the thing is, with the later a game gets, the harder it is for it, the easier it is to have a switcheroo play. Like, it's kind of the opposite of like real world sports where you have a time limit, like you have one goal, you have to destroy a Nexus, and like the thing is, as you get more gold, you become more powerful, but there's a cap on your power. So eventually everybody's gonna have maximum items, and then it's gonna be, can you team fight properly? Can you make a correct play? And Hai has done that. Like, so he's gonna steal a win at some point this season. But like, honestly, they Golden Guardian should trade him for something. Like,
Yeah,
please trade him.
I think Hai would do much better on. I'd take Hai over Ryu on 100 Thieves, honestly.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I can
mean,
see that too.
the thing is, 100 Thieves, Aphromu is their shot caller.
Right,
Like,
and
he's very good.
you can't have a conflict of interest, really.
Yeah, I mean, 100 Thieves seems to have a pretty good
They
idea
look
of what they're
good.
doing. I
Yeah,
mean,
I don't think Yeah, I don't think they don't really have a reason to trade anybody or anything.
They could push top three, you know. Let's see. They beat Clutch Gaming. They lost to TSM. Oh, because I remember this. I hated the Twisted Fate pick in the match against TSM.
Oh yeah.
Like, it was just a weird freaking pick on from what I thought when I first saw it, you know.
Yeah, it's just, Twisted Fate's stereotypical weak laner carry later on, and that's the type of champions that Bjergsen can abuse all day in lane, so
Yeah, I thought it was very similar to maybe Aphro or
although I'm
Groligon.
looking
It
at
worked on CLG with pocket picks. Let's see if this works, and it just blew up in my face.
See, it wasn't an inspirational pick, but the thing is that Ryu at the end of the game was only down 100 gold to Bjergsen, which is, I mean, I guess that's
It's a
Twisted
valiant effort.
Fate getting Twisted Fate's passive playing a part in that, because he's only up 25 CS and down 6 kills and 2 assists. So that's Twisted Fate's passive coming into play. But the real discrepancy that pops off the page is some days Vladimir into Haunxer's Gangplank. That's fucking Haunxer, man.
Yeah, as much as we've
God.
talked about him for so long,
God, I can't stop talking shit about Haunxer, and here he is. 613, 21k gold, more than anybody else in the game. Oh my God, what the fuck?
even in TSM's loss last week, I mean,
He
Haunxer
did
tried to he
most damage to champions. Like, God, Haunxer. Like, he doesn't ever look good.
Yep,
and now he does.
Well,
And now he
no, his
does.
statistics does. I remember watching that game and
Hey,
I was just like, man, Haunxer looks terrible on Gangplank.
I've said it for 2 weeks now. The matchups to watch in Echo Fox TSM and now 100 Thieves this is going to be, okay, who wins top? Because, Huni Haunxer is a good matchup, and Huni Someday was a great matchup, on paper at least. And every time we have doubted Haunxer so far, minus the TSM collapse against Echo Fox, he's looked solid in both games.
Yeah, I mean, that collapse wasn't his fault. Promise to
It's
that.
not even it's not even that like it's not even that like I don't trust him. It's just like he's a player that in the real world, like, he fails the eye test.
That's fair.
He fails the eye test, yet somehow always comes through. Like,
Yeah, I mean, I will say this since we're talking about TSM, y'all see my boy Mike Young, and when I say my boy, I mean the guy who heard, he somehow heard me when I said, you know what? TSM would be in great shape if Mike Young picked a tank instead of some dumb shit like Evelynn into Sejuani. Lo and behold,
he picks
J4,
Sejuani.
Sejuani, and he
Yeah.
just steamrolls the.
Yep. And I said that too. I was like, all right, are we gonna see, P1 Mike Young or 3 weeks in TSM Mike Young, which has been very shit, to be frank.
Yeah, I mean, he heard us, man. He was listening. He
Yeah.
heard Mike Young listen to the podcast. That's, if y'all listen, Mike Young listens to this
He
podcast,
was
just
like,
so you know.
man, those medium gold, high
Man.
silver players are talking shit. I gotta step my game up.
Let everyone, let's remember, you're shit unless you're Diamond 2, in which case you're replacement level.
Yeah, exactly. D2 and LCS.
Oh man. But yeah, friggin' good comeback week for TSM. I'd like for them to lose more, but
Yeah,
who
it
knows?
was a good rebound weekend for TSM and CLG. I mean, kind of, the old guard. C9 obviously looks very good, but
Yeah.
it was a very much
Seal
okay.
did
They kind of
CLG
that.
go 2-0 this week
Yeah,
too?
they had the win against Echo Fox, and then they played Wild Turtle Quest.
Yeah. Oh
1.5
man.
lift.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wild Turtle Quest. Yeah. Let's remember, guys, never build a friggin' team around Wild Turtle.
Stupid.
I mean, I still feel like my point that FlyQuest has already had their highlight of the season was true. You know, they'll never do anything again.
Yeah, I mean, especially with TSM shaping up and adapting, and CLG as well. They're not, they're, I mean, they just, those are the two teams that FlyQuest was really trying to take out, and now I don't think they have the capacity to take them out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean they just ain't got nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah, some sad
But
days. Sad days for
like
FlyQuest and Hive
dude,
fans.
they got like I think they already went to their backup team a bit there.
I wouldn't
Hold
be
on.
surprised. I mean, Optic's in the same position, really.
Yeah, they've been getting mashed this entire time. Like those two teams,
Yeah.
they're gonna have some issues later on. Well, I mean, they have the issues now, but they have no sort of chance of alleviating their issues that they have already without
Mean,
like some
yeah,
major
like I mean,
restructuring.
Optic put a,
I
Optic
think
put a Kadian on their
Optic's a
roster.
much, Optic is much better than their Optic's much better than their record says, just because Power of Evil has been always very good.
Yeah, and I mean,
Yeah, that's
so
true.
has Lemon. Arrow's probably the most inconsistent player in LCS. Just
Yeah, I mean, he's got
from going
high
from
highs and low lows.
MVP to dog shit last split.
Yeah.
And then Acadian's just, he's not good. He was not good on Echo Fox. He's not good now. And
Yeah,
I
who
don't know
could they
too much
even
about Zig to
replace
comment
him
on it.
with? Zig's a mediocre top laner.
I kind of figured that.
Like he's not gonna do much for you. He's basically Hanser 3 years ago, except maybe more so.
Gotcha.
Like actually Hanser. Like he's gravity Hanser. Let me put it that
Yeah,
way.
I mean, I'd take Omar God over Acadian, and Omar God was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, I mean like the only problem is like Lemonation is just not a mechanically good support anymore.
When I think
But
of,
he's always been a great macro level player.
I also
But who
think
are you gonna
the meta is kind
replace?
of interesting right now because there really isn't a set one. It's League of Unsealed Spellbook.
Yeah, and I mean with both assassins and tanks thriving in the jungle,
Yeah, and
it's
with mages thriving mid lane, it's I guess it's how the game's supposed to be, where there's not really a set meta, but
well, I mean
weird.
assassins are pretty weak mid right now, which is the only downside, unfortunately, but
There's no downside to that at all. I see no problem with that issue in the slightest.
yeah, you're not biased at all with
I'm
that.
not. Nope. This is a unbiased mage opinion. Nope. We're good. Keep it that way.
Well, I mean, just so you know, coming 8.4, Rengar is gonna change back to old Rengar, which doesn't apply to mid, but you know what does apply to mid is your old friend LeBlanc. They're gonna revert a whole bunch of her changes so she doesn't have a 7 second damage window that she has to hit and die to two marksmen every single time she
I'm
tries to kill
sorry,
them.
I tuned out when you said that. Well, here's to run an echo for the rest of the season.
Guys, can I just pause this for a second? I was curious what was going on in Europe. Vitality, Team Vitality is holding the number one spot.
Really?
Wow.
And Giants are at number two with Misfits at 4-2.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah. Where's H2K at?
They're not looking good.
H2K is 1-5, tied
Yikes.
for ninth with Unicorns of Love. And then there's a cluster at the four spot with G2 Esports, FC Schalke, Splice, Rocket, and Fnatic, all at 3-3. Yeah. Interesting.
That's all
I'm so
right.
excited for both of these leagues to get demolished by
That's all right.
the Asian teams at Worlds this year.
RNG's at 3 and 4.
SKT's struggling.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
SKT is
feel like
having
they
some
do shit
issues.
every split though.
No, this is their worst that they've ever done,
Oh
to be
wow,
fair.
they have 2 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are literally not good. They are not struggling, they are bad.
They might not make playoffs.
I mean, it doesn't really matter if you make playoffs in spring split, because I mean they
Right.
still have Faker. They'll just go and win summer and be fine with
Yeah,
that.
I really wish the records would not reset at the end of, on a completely different note. I wish the records would not reset on the end of the splits.
Yeah, I
Oh, that
think
would
that
be kind of
is.
cool. Like then they like the spring split would be like the halftime tournament and
Yeah, you
do
know,
like.
treat MSI like the All-Star game in professional sports, mind you. You know, treat it like All-Star weekend where, you know, if you win MSI, you get blue side or red side or first pick or first ban, yada yada yada, for your region. If not, sucks. But I've never understood the reset of splits because it just makes summer split feel like it's not necessary.
Well, you mean spring.
Yes, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean it has impact on like the whether or not you make it to Worlds if you don't win the summer split, but
Right.
like yeah, I the structure could be better.
You know, or just longer splits. I feel like 18 matches is just not enough to gauge, okay, here's this.
Well, yeah.
Well, we just well, the North American and European, we took away our best of three and went back to best of one. And I think that's, you know, TSM is famous for their reverse sweeps and coming back from behind, which yeah, I think that was probably a large part of the issue for weeks one and two is that, you know, they're trying to feel everything out with the new team. And they, you know, by the time they felt like they were hashing out the
Correct.
issues that they were having, the Nexus was exploding and they got to try again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, you bring up a good point, too. Like, Hi, given the chance, that's his bread and butter is reverse sweeps.
Yeah.
The man's a
Yeah.
damn
I
genius.
remember those.
Boy's a
Oh,
damn
man.
genius. I mean, they pulled one on COG two playoffs ago where I
Well,
was just like, what the fuck is that?
they ran the gauntlet. Like, let's remember what that C9 team did, okay? Like, and what we're taking away when we don't have best of threes to like prepare people for seasons. Like, although like maybe they didn't have it in the splits back then, but like the thing was is that like so not only did in order for Cloud9 to be able to qualify for the playoffs that year, they had to keep their seventh spot because if they didn't have seventh, they'd be put into a relegation promotion battle that they and they would lose all their points. So they had to get seventh. So they bring back Hyde as a jungler to play there, gets them the seventh, reverse sweeps Gravity, reverse sweeps who fuck, I don't even remember. But they reverse sweep like three teams to qualify for Worlds from that seven spot, in which they couldn't improve themselves because you needed to be six seed to actually make playoffs. So I don't know. I feel like being able to practice on the highest stage is something that is very important to the quality of the product on the Rift, you
Yep,
know?
I
Like
agree.
I don't want to watch North America get destroyed again at Worlds. Like it's really sickening. I mean, except maybe for TSM,
Spoken like a
but
true
like
hater.
you got it, man. But
I mean, it's not really a hater when they can't get out of the first round. It's more of a realist.
that's true. This year's our year.
yeah, it was last year too, man. And it was the year before that. And I
Yikes.
think the year before that too.
Yeah, you
It'll
know,
happen.
we all
It'll
can't be
happen.
we all
It'll
can't be
happen.
Fnatic.
We
We
all
all can't.
can't be the New England Patriots. You're right, man.
I don't count Fnatic's championship. That was season one.
It's close enough. It's the only thing we get. Man. But yeah. I want best of threes.
Yeah, I want best of threes back. I get they lost viewership on it, and I get it's about making money, but I mean you got to gauge the teams better, you know it. Like just plain and simple, you could tell who's a better team and who sucked because it was okay. That didn't work. Who's gonna adapt? Who's gonna, you know, make changes and and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they just, I don't know, man. They could do a lot of things. They should, you know what they should really do? If they want to keep a best of one thing, they keep a 36. They keep it. They turn. They take the split. They take the splits and make it just one split, 36 games. Okay, and then on the side, they put another tournament that they have.
Tyler, one
Take.
championship.
God no, please no. No. So they take that. Then they make a tournament. And this is where it gets fun, okay? You include the academy teams in this tournament.
Oh, God.
You keep the LCS teams in this tournament, and then you take the top 32 Flash teams and throw them in there. So then you have the 64 tournament best of threes until you get to like the round of 32, maybe, or the round of 16, and then like the LCS teams and the academy teams get buys, maybe. I don't know, maybe make that number smaller, I don't know, but you have this tournament that runs like every 4 weeks or so,
Yeah.
or and then like all of a sudden like you have like this tournament going on that's kind of interesting because if you win it you get to go to Worlds. And then you have the split where, you know, you have playoffs at the end that determine two other people who go to Worlds. That'd be a lot of fun, I think, especially if some plucky little fucking Clash team came out and just started like winning things. Like, could you imagine it?
Yeah.
Flyme's Kingdom in Worlds getting demolished by Faker. It would be great. But yeah. I don't know. That's a European soccer sort of way of looking at things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy, though, so.
But it would be kind of fun. And having this tournament on the side that lets, you know, like so lets the teams get more practice on a big stage in a best of three setting. And it lets them also continue practicing against like the best teams in the world too. They just get reps. They just get reps. That's what they need. Shit, make it a regional thing. Yeah. So the 16 NA, 16, the 16 The 10 NALCS teams, the 10 Academy teams, get the top like 16 university teams, the top 32 Clash teams, and just make a fucking bracket around it.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically it looks good, but we'll see.
I mean, it'll never happen.
You never know.
Right,
If we get popular enough, maybe we'll have some influence.
Nah, it'll never happen. Bill Simmons has tons of influence, and his best damn basketball tournament ne will never happen. I'm probably calling it the wrong thing, but this tournament was basically so it was a way to get it was a way to make basketball game basket it was for the NBA. And the structure would stay relatively the same. The top 14 teams in the NBA would still go to the playoffs, the normal playoffs. And then the bottom 16 teams would be then seeded on their record, and then they do best of ones until the top two teams were left. And those teams would be the ones that actually got to the playoffs for the eight seed. Another fun concept that would just never happen.
All right. So we got some final thoughts, guys. We've been going in at it for a while.
I mean, last week there really wasn't a whole lot to talk about. We had what, one winning team matchup, so it was really everything we kind of anticipated. Patch 8.3 is out, is next week still going to be on 8.2, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so we can only be 8.2.
And 8.3, there wasn't a whole. I mean, we could do the our initial thoughts on Swain if you wanted to do that for like 5 minutes, Jared.
Yeah, just got done playing a game on New Swain. I think he's definitely more of a mid laner, short range. He does still have some control, but it's a lot trickier than what he was before, and he's definitely has to you have to have a lot more care with this kid than before, since his regeneration isn't as powerful as it was before.
Good.
Definitely a little less control too, but I think they definitely tuned up his damage a little bit. So, you know, it's a little trade off. Less control, more damage. Sort of have to get in the thick of things still. Otherwise, in 8.3, you know, Zoe's basically unplayable now. You know, her Q was cooldown had its increased by 1 second at rank one and 0.25 seconds at rank five. So, you know,
Yeah.
you can't don't even ban her anymore. Don't pick her anymore because she's terrible and absolutely unplayable.
I mean, she does look like she took a significant hit. I mean, as a cat, the nerf on her passive looks pretty damn high. I'm almost curious as to if that's in place before the AP item update on 8.4.
Yeah, the cat nerfs rolled out today, and so
Yeah.
yeah, the dagger spin, which was, I mean, that was a huge part of her kit because she could once she got her Q to rank five, she could basically
She can clear waves.
she could clear wave, she could drop a W, she could hit you with the Q, and she would eventually have three daggers on the ground. And you know, it's the they never really represented the AoE of the Q, so unless you played a lot of cat, there was no way for you to actually know how large the area is, which is pretty gigantic. I'm not sure the actual
Ooh.
unit things, but it's really gigantic. So tuning that damage down will definitely give us a little relief in solo queue. And then, oh, they also hit Sejuani's Q. They increased the cooldown
But
at earlier ranks.
Jared, you gotta look at Jhin, man.
Jhin did
Oh
get
yeah.
Face damage on his curtain call has gone up. You'll still miss the shots, but it's
You know,
great.
you miss
when
every
I
shot
do
you don't
hit
take.
the, when I hit
Michael
them.
Scott.
When I hit them, they're gonna have
It's
some
gonna be
impact
great.
now. They're gonna have some impact.
And then
Kog'Maw got nerfed late game.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
That's nice.
they were definitely trying to take Kog'Maw down a peg considering how the frequency of his picks, and
Ooh.
I was just getting out of control with the with Guinsoo being in his core and him getting a passive every other hit. You know, he gets a double passive every other
Yeah.
hit whenever he has his W up. It was just, you know, you stack it up, then you turn your W on, and then things just die.
Well, hey, and the biggest
Lucian.
bullshit is out of the game now. That's right, not Zed, not Echo, not Fizz, not any of that shit. Ryze, Zhonya's ult away is no more.
Yeah, that cancer's gone, thankfully.
Thankfully. That was s silly.
It was just stupid.
Yeah.
Because you'd never build a Zhonya's on Ryze.
No, I mean,
Until you could get a stopwatch into the middle of the game, and then you could realize how fucking broken that shit was.
yeah, very fun.
Other than that, really nothing big. Cho'Gath got a visual effects update, which is much needed.
Oh,
Actually,
yeah,
I mean, it looks a lot better.
definitely. Because he never got the full visual upgrade. They smoothed out the character model thing for him. They did with a few champs. That's the same thing he did with Morgana too. Instead of getting a full upgrade, which, yeah, he still had like the nasty alpha 0.7 spikes that would pop up or whatever they were. It was pretty terrible, but yeah, I'm glad they updated that.
And then other than that, we got Blood Moon, which no one's gonna play.
Nah, and they took Riven out, and they're missing the best assassin in the game, Zoe.
I mean, she should be on that, but she got nerfed into high hell, so. But
Yes.
other than that, oh, and we got the Lunar Skins and Sweetheart Zion Reconic coming out. Other than that, nothing. 8.3, relatively small.
Yeah, I think that's what they said, or that the even patches are gonna be the giant ones. That's why we're getting like the mage updates and then like the Voli sort of rework. And yeah, 8.4 is gonna be huge, but this one is just, you know, feeling out a few balance changes to try to smooth things out. So should help us out in solo queue a little bit.
Yeah, if I ever get to play solo queue again. So we'll see. All
The
right.
Hunt of the Blood Moon. Never gonna play that. All right. Well, I think that about does it
Yeah,
for
that's about it.
us.
Very, very short week of LCS action. Not a whole lot going on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out for the week four preview.
Week four preview coming tomorrow.
Get excited. Well, Friday. It's always released
Yeah.
on Friday.
What's that
Yeah,
type
you're
it
right.
up first thing tomorrow morning?
Yeah. I would say I would prefer it earlier because it is Mardi Gras season. So this one's gonna be a little sloppy, no lie. But it's gonna be good because I'll be riding most of it drunk while watching Muses.
Yeah, it was it'll reflect our current state of mind, which is good.
You New Orleansites, catch some shoes for me at Muses tomorrow. I'm jealous.
I won't, but thanks for thinking that I will.
I got two of them. I'm taking them to the grave.
You're pretty
I
lucky
mean,
to get that.
same
yeah, I've never
parade,
gotten
baby.
one.
Same
To be
parade.
fair, I've only been to Muses once,
I have
so
too.
I mean, that's great.
There was, I'm pretty sure I intercepted shoes going to two people, but you know what? They don't need to know that, so.
Damn.
Damn, you rude as hell.
Nah, you just gotta get that
Yeah.
extension.
Yeah. Well, alrighty. I think that does it for us this week.
Just about
We should
does.
sign off.
Yeah, signing off.
Yep, see y'all next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.